Good evening, and welcome to this episode of Book Analysis. I am your host, Rohith Raman, and the book I'll be discussing today is A Lesson Before Dying by Ernest J. Gaines. Gentlemen of the jury, be merciful. For God's sake, be merciful. He is innocent of all charges brought against him. But let us say he was not. Let us say, for a moment, say he was not. What justice would there be to take this life? Justice, gentlemen? Why, I would just as soon put a hog in the elected chair as this. This is what the attorney of the accused man says for the defense of the man. If one of your family members was referred to as a hog, how would it make you feel? If you were referred to as a hog, how would it make you feel? Would you feel disrespected, enraged, stripped of your self-esteem? Would it even make you feel inferior? In A Lesson Before Dying, a young black man named Jefferson is wrongfully accused of the murder of a white man and is given the death penalty. Distraught over the fact that the public defender labeled him as nothing more than a hog, Jefferson's godmother calls on the help of a plantation teacher, Grant Wiggins, to show Jefferson how to be a man before Jefferson's scheduled death. Though Grant originally detests being forced to do this, over the course of the story, him and Jefferson develop a bond. Grant advises Jefferson to stand tall, despite society's typical perception of him. As the story progresses, both Jefferson and Grant evolve from hesitant to determined and accomplish something they never imagined. In A Lesson Before Dying, author Ernest J. Gaines uses diction, parallel sentence structure, and repetition throughout the story to prove that a man's sense of self and dignity is determined, empowered, and enriched through education and humane values such as love, equality, and respect. For much of the time Grant was attempting to show Jefferson the lesson before dying, Jefferson acted literally like a hog. It was noticeable to anyone that Jefferson viewed himself as nothing. He had no self-respect for himself. Hogs don't give nothing. Hogs don't leave nothing. Hogs don't worry. Hogs just know. This hog know. Fatten up for Christmas. Kill him at Christmas time, he said. This somber repetition of the word hog by Jefferson truly emphasizes the lack of respect and equality with which he originally viewed himself. Grant, who obviously understood this, is at first discouraged and almost questions whether he'll be able to complete his given task. However, Grant does not give up. He keeps visiting Jefferson in hopes of communicating to him a lesson before dying. Grant says, "I am not one who does for others, but I want you to be. You could give something to her, to me, to those children in the quarter. You could give them something I never could." Through parallel sentence structure, Grant empowers Jefferson with the lesson of love, compassion, and importance. Grant describes Jefferson's influence on other people, which gives Jefferson a greater sense of self-importance. He begins to understand that he is not just a useless hog, as the white people are suggesting. By using similarly phrased sentences, Grant can clearly and effectively communicate to Jefferson and thus influence and ultimately improve Jefferson's thinking of himself. "Those out there are no better than we are, Jefferson. They are worse. To them, you are nothing but a N-word. No dignity, no heart, no love for your people. You can prove them wrong." Grant uses simple and powerfully direct diction to communicate this lesson to Jefferson. By using words like dignity, heart, and love in that particular sentence structure, and then almost challenging Jefferson to defy this expectation, Grant provokes thought in Jefferson, which increases Jefferson's self-awareness. Through powerful and crystal-clear language usage, the lesson before dying is effectively communicated to Jefferson by Grant. Later in the story, on Jefferson's execution day, Grant receives news of Jefferson's execution. "He was the strongest man in the room, Grant Wiggins," Paul said. "I'm not saying this to ease your pain. Ask that preacher. Ask Harry Williams. He was the strongest man there. And he walked, Grant Wiggins. Straight he walked. I'm a witness. Straight he walked. The word strongest truly has a powerful connotation. Grant's original task was to teach Jefferson that he was a man and not a hawk. However, the fact that Jefferson was the strongest man in the room demonstrates truly how effective Grant was in teaching Jefferson a lesson before dying. The repetition of the word strongest, as well as the repetition of straight he walked, all contribute to the development of the story's central message. Through varying sentence structures and similar sentence structures, powerful diction, and repetition, author Ernest J. Gaines is able to prove that education about humane values such as love, equality, and respect can really empower an individual's sense of self-worth and self-respect. Hope you enjoyed this podcast on A Lesson Before Dying. And make sure you tune in next week as we analyze the theme and literary features of another book. Thank you.